marvelous and wonderful people. Welcome back to Marvels and Wonders, original stories for kids. Is it your bedtime right now? Are you laying in your bed all cozy and snug? If you are, did it take you a long time to get there? If you're not in bed, and if it's not your bedtime, is it hard for you to get to bed? Do you try and take as long as possible to get to bed? My marvelous and wonderful people often try and delay bedtime for as long as possible. And they do this by a very clever plan. They don't ask for another hour. They don't ask for 10 more things. They ask for one more thing at a time. And once that one thing is done, they ask for one more thing or one more minute of something. If they need to get their water, they might ask for one more thing, like ice cubes. They might ask for one more bedtime story, just a short one. Eventually, though, everyone must go to bed and have their rest. Tonight's story is about Chloe and Lexi and how they tried to put bedtime as late as possible, one thing at a time. Get comfy and ready to listen. One more thing. Bedtime! Mom called as the cuckoo bird chirped cheerfully in and out of its wooden doors on the clock. I'm just finishing my milk! Chloe called back, catching her sister's eye and grinning widely.
Me too!
Lexi shouted. Chloe nodded her approval. As the reigning oldest child in the household of two children, her five-year-old self had a lot of responsibilities. One of those was teaching her four-year-old sister how to stay up as late as possible. Mom came into the kitchen and saw both girls sipping their milk slowly. Okay, but as soon as you're done, it's off to bed, she said. Chloe began to blow bubbles in her milk, and Lexi shrieked in delight. Soon, there were two glasses of milk bubbling over and frothing onto the counter. Lexi waltzed her fingers toward the milk spill and jumped them in, splashing the foamy white drink into the air like confetti.
Milk puddles! Chloe exclaimed. Lex, you're brilliant!
And before you could say, go to bed, the two pairs of fingers were puddle jumping in the milk.
Doingy boingy splat splat, doingy doingy splat splat.
The milk flew through the air and coated the counters and cupboards all the way up to the roof. Mom came in to see if the girls had finished drinking their milk.
Girls, are you done drinking? Oi, 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 oi
eyes, something she did often when counting down from 20 in her mind. Chloe and Lexi froze, averting their eyes and sliding slowly on their chairs until they disappeared beneath the table. By that time, Mom had completed her stabilizing countdown and took the toothbrushes from off the counter. She bent down so her head peeked under the table and passed each girl her toothbrush. The girls brushed up and down and side to side and backwards and forwards and right side up and upside down, giggling through gurgles of bubble mint flavored toothpaste. After spitting into the sink with enthusiasm, the girls looked up into Mom's eyes hopefully. "Bed," she said simply. Chloe opened her mouth to speak, but this time, Lexi was the first to speak.
"Just one more thing," she said. "Can we pretty please play Runaway Monsters for just one teensy-weensy minute?"
Mom shot a quick glance over at the clock and exhaled a breath as she said, "All right, just 1 minute. You'd better get running." Roar! The girls shrieked as they pounded their feet down the hall and made loops around the living room, Mom caught them and planted kisses on their heads.
Mwah! Mwah!
Now, go to bed, she said, yawning. The sisters yawned too, then quickly shut their mouths in unison. They didn't want to appear tired. They walked to their bedroom and pushed open the door. Chloe climbed the ladder to her upper bunk, and Lexi snuggled into her lower one.
Oops,
said Chloe as she began to climb back down the ladder.
One more thing. I forgot my water bottle. Silly me.
Make it quick, please, called Mom as Chloe bounced happily down the hall. When she returned with her bottle and had settled herself in her blanket, Mom turned out the light.
Wait,
called Lexi, trying not to giggle.
One more thing. I forgot my water bottle.
Oh, good grief, sighed Mom as she lowered herself to sit on the edge of the lower bunk. Lexi rolled off her bunk bed and kept rolling through her doorway and down the hall.
What are you doing, Lex?
Chloe called from her bunk, laughing.
I'm a roly roll,
Lexi replied, also laughing, as she rolled back into the room with her bottle passing from hand to hand as she turned over and over again. She rolled up to her bed and set her bottle on the floor in front of her and said,
One more thing, Mom. Can you please lift me onto my bed so I can still be a roly roll?
Mom nodded and reached down to pick up the roly roll and set her gently down on the mattress, then tucked the blanket up to her chin and wrapped it all around her.
One more thing, Chloe drawled out. Can you please read us just one story? Just this short,
she pleaded, pinching two fingers together to emphasize how little time the story would take. The cuckoo bird chirped lazily in and out of its doors as Mom looked from one girl to another, their eyes wide and round and just too adorable to resist.
One very, very, very
short story, she agreed, trying to sound as if she was in control of this whole bedtime ritual and not at its mercy.
Yay!
The girls cheered. So, Mom picked out the smallest, the shortest book on the bookshelf and sat down on the floor where both girls could see the pictures. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Zed,
Chloe corrected, leaning over the edge of her upper bunk.
Zed, you said Z? But it's Zed. Mrs. B said so in my kindergarten class. Will you please read it one more time? But with Zed?
Oh my goodness, griefy gravies, said Mom. Okay, here we go. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
Z, whispered Lexi.
Z, replied Chloe.
Z.
Z, 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 Mom backed slowly towards the bedroom door and turned off the light with a click.
Ah! Chloe! She's leaving!
Lexi started.
Mom, wait! Called Chloe. Just one more thing.
Then at the same time, both girls said,
I love you, Mom.
And with that, they returned to their hushed argument of
Z-Zed, 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 Z-Zed.
Until at last, both girls were simply catching Z's. Or Z's. I wonder if anyone has ever tried to see how fast they can get to bed. Maybe that would be a fun game to play sometime. Thanks for listening. I'll be back soon with a new story.
The Marvels and Wonders podcast, including the accompanying musical tracks for this episode, were written and produced by me, Anna Beezer.